Chapter 1, Gilgal, the place of beginning. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 2. I want you to note the words from Gilgal. Elijah and Elisha had been at Gilgal. That was where they began their journey. Elijah had been with Elijah and had served him for long. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 11. Now it got to the point where the Lord was about to take Elijah home to heaven, and Elijah wasn't sure Elijah was aware of it. So he said to him, The Lord has sent me to Bethel, so you stay here at Gilgal. Don't worry about coming with me anymore. I'll continue on my own from here. Elijah replied, No, sir, I won't. Wherever you go, I go. So they went on together to Bethel. Elijah was a man who knew how to press into spiritual things. His boss, Elijah, said to him, Thank you. You've done a lot for me already. Now stop here, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. Remember, they had been together at Gilgal. Elijah must have thought to himself, If the Lord has sent you to Bethel, and the same Lord asked me to follow you, then what would I be doing here while you go on to Bethel? So he refused to stop at Gilgal and follow him on to Bethel. He continued with Elijah through the journey. You see, this story here means a lot, and you need to understand the significance of each of the places they journeyed to for you to get what the Spirit is communicating through this beautiful portion of the Bible. Gilgal, the place of beginning. Gilgal signifies the place of beginning. It is a starting point for the new life. The word Gilgal actually means rolling away. It signifies God beginning a new thing in your life as the old one is rolled away. And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off of you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. Joshua chapter 5, verse 9. The Lord called the place Gilgal because that was where he rolled away the reproach of Egypt from his people, Israel. Egypt is a type of the world. And when you come to Christ, the reproach of the world is rolled away from your life. It's the place of beginning. And the Bible tells us that God sent Elijah on his journey from there. Elijah was about to go to heaven, but he had a ministry to fulfill in Bethel that day. So he said to Elijah, You stop here at the point of beginning. I'm going on to Bethel. When you come to Christ, you're at the point of beginning, at Gilgal. But don't remain there. You must move further in life. The starting point of the new life. Gilgal represents the starting point for the babe in Christ. It's the point of salvation when you proclaim Jesus as Lord of your life. It's the point at which the Holy Spirit baptizes you into the body of Christ. But you must not remain at this point. Yes, it's true you just come out of Egypt, the world, and its reproach has been rolled off your life now. You should thank God for that. But is that the greatest testimony of your life presently? Is that all that you can share with others about this new life you receive? The testimony of our salvation is an eternal one. But if that's all you're going from place to place to share, it's not good enough. You've got to move forward in your life. Several years ago, we used to sing that old song, I am happy, I am saved. I am saved, I am saved. I am happy, I am saved. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful song. You ought to be glad that you're saved. But don't stop there at the point of salvation. You need to ask yourself, am I still tarrying at Gilgal? If Jesus comes today, will he meet me at Gilgal? Remember, Gilgal is the place of beginning. It's not the greatest place. At Gilgal, Elijah said, The Lord has asked me to go to Bethel. So don't stay at Gilgal. Don't let Jesus meet you there. He wants you to move on. Gilgal, the place of renewal. Gilgal is also the place of renewal. There are people who will have to start again because they had backslidden and turned to the world. When they return, they will have to go back to Gilgal. They don't just come back and continue from where they left off. They'll have to go back to Gilgal and start all over again. This is one good reason you must not waste your time doing the wrong things. You can't afford to toy with your salvation and play games with the Holy Ghost. You can never deceive him. 1 Samuel chapter 11, verse 14 and 15 tells us something about the renewal that takes place at Gilgal. Then said Samuel to the people, "Come, and let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there." And all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. And there they sacrificed sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. They made Saul king at Gilgal. What does this signify? Remember that Gilgal typifies the place of the baby Christian, the spiritually immature. It is the place of carnality, and there you tend to make the wrong choices. The children of Israel made Saul king, but Saul represents the king of the flesh. He represents the head and shoulder government. Remember, the Bible said that he was head and shoulders above everybody else in Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 2. At Gilgal, you are inclined to choose the flesh instead of the spirit. Yet the kingdom was being renewed while they were there. God said he was going to give them a king, but not one according to the flesh. He had another king in mind, but they didn't know it. He said, "Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness." Isaiah chapter 32, verse 1. But he was talking of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Instead, the devil moved in on the people first, and they clamored, "Give us a king to reign over us." Samuel tried to dissuade them from making such demands of God. "The Lord God is your king," he told them. "No, we want to be like other nations," the people retorted. Have you ever in your life found yourself where you want to be like other nations? You wanted to be like your colleagues at work who didn't know God? You were asking yourself, "What do I do with my Sundays? I just go to church and spend practically the whole day there when my mates stay at home to watch matinees and home videos with their families, or go visiting with the friends? Those are people of the world. Why do you let their values influence you? You ask for a renewal, but your renewal can only produce a King Saul in your life. You must therefore move on to Bethel. You cannot remain at Gilgal. Samuel knew what he was doing when he told the people to go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there. There, Saul was made the king, because he was head and shoulders above everyone else. He was the wrong choice, but that was what they asked for. What have you asked for in your life? Are you still a man or woman of the flesh who makes carnal choices? Do you still desire to be like the other nations? Are you still being influenced by men and women of the world? Do the actors and actresses of this world still inspire you? Are they your role models? Every one of us, somewhere down the line, has someone who motivates or inspires us. We have someone we admire in one thing or the other. I wonder who your own role models are. Who do you aspire to be like? Who are you patterning your life after? If they are men and women of the world, then you're still at Gilgal. It's time for you to move on to Bethel. In the next chapter, we will be looking at what Bethel signifies.